This is Backspace 36, a puzzling situation. In Backspace 31, I talked of how we postponed Christmas Day until the family could gather together. However, under our tree was a present from our niece, and I knew it was two jigsaw puzzles, so on Christmas Day, we opened one of the boxes and poured it out on the dining room table. I have to admit, I wasn't all that excited. I'd been looking forward to the construction of our annual massive Christmas Lego set. Last year, it was the Bugatti with over 4,500 pieces, and the puzzle seemed to pale in comparison. But I did my part by turning the pieces right side up so Sherry and Elisa could find all the edge pieces and put the frame together. At the time, I didn't think I would like puzzles as much as I actually do. I even enjoy working on the notorious sky pieces that are all one color. It takes a lot of trial and error and going off the smallest of clues to find the correct piece. For the second puzzle, we poured it out and then put the box away without looking at the picture. It was enjoyable to see the overall scene take shape as we worked away at our individual sections, but someone would inevitably say, "There's a piece missing." We would check the floor under the table, but if it wasn't there, we would just keep working, and it would eventually show up. I do admit that as we got closer to completing that puzzle, I hid a piece so I could be the one who finally completed the picture. My Christmas gift encounter with the world of puzzles came with the realization that my method of writing the core series is similar to the creation of that picture puzzle. The difference is that although I have a general idea of the final picture, I am actually creating the individual puzzle pieces one at a time as I write chapters and paragraphs and dialogue. Sometimes I'll write a scene just because I like the idea, but I'm not sure where it actually will fit. Later, as I start to piece things together, I get a much better idea of where the pieces will be placed so I can create a cohesive picture that will be satisfying for those who see the finished product. I recently read of an author who also took a non-linear approach and wrote out scenes and dialogues on index cards. From time to time, they would shuffle the deck, try new arrangements, insert new cards, or rewrite old ones. Once they felt the story was complete, they would turn it over to an assistant to type the cards into the final story form. What I enjoy about the non-linear approach to my story is the creative sparks that come with the free flow of imagination, unrestrained by a predetermined plan. That initial rush is then followed by a slower pace, but still a creative challenge of finding ways to fit the pieces into a completed work of art. When I'm writing, there's always a nagging thought that I will leave out a piece of the puzzle that will be discovered by my audience later on. Sometimes there is a piece that gets stuck in my head, but I assume that it has made it onto the page somewhere in the book. Listeners to this audiobook have asked questions that have identified a missing piece. It's a bit of a trick to write something that will fit perfectly in the late stages of finishing the puzzle, and at times it requires a great deal of tinkering and rearranging right out to the very edges. There is a temptation to force a more contrived piece into a space by creating a new revelation or a sudden happenstance that resolves the tension and connects all the surrounding pieces. The term for this is deus ex machina, a Latin phrase that describes an instance where a problem is solved in an unnatural and unlikely manner. An author can get away with it on occasion as a surprise or with humorous intent, but in most instances, it leaves the listener with a sense of dissatisfaction that the author did not do the hard work of bringing the story together in a more plausible manner. I have faced this more in the writing of the third book, The Scepter, for it is the final book of the trilogy and contains many more points of view and locations and plot lines that must fit together into a cohesive picture before this story will reach its conclusion. I hope you are finding the core series to be a puzzle that is fitting together well. This has been Backspace number 36. Thanks for listening.